Joining us in studio, David Abramson. He's a psychologist in private practice, and we are here to talk about education, the future of education. David, I was at the Singularity Summit yesterday, and it was quite fascinating to see some of the innovation around education. And one of the slides, actually, that I took a photo of, which I thought was very, very interesting, was they were talking about how education works and how people remember various things. And what they said, they called it the cone of learning. Mm. And they said, after 2 weeks, we tend to remember 10% of what we have read, 30% of what we see, 50% of what we see and hear, 70% of what we say, but 90% of what we do. And following that, what they were creating were these virtual reality environments, which was incredible. And they showed an example, for example, of a of somebody building water, H2O, let's say, or whatever it was, and there'd be in this virtual reality world, and they'd be able to pick up the particles and put it together to try and form and create water. And if they put the wrong one, it wouldn't work. And if whatever would happen if they would do that would happen. And so you remember it because you're actually doing it. Now you look at that versus going into a classroom where obviously teachers are trying very hard to make learning interactive and to bring the experience to life. But we are still so caught up in the, 25 or 30 kids or even more in long lines in a classroom at desks being lectured by one person and expecting to try and retain and learn stuff. When are we going to move forward?
It's such a good question, Howard, because I think for me, we are stuck. We are kind of stuck in a situation where our education system is struggling to move with the times. I mean, obviously, the times are moving very quickly when you think of technology, and it's very hard to keep up. But definitely, when you look at the classrooms of today, most of them are very much like the classrooms that our parents sat in and our grandparents sat in. Yes, we are slowly, using technology more and more. But the thing that I think we're struggling the most with is the idea that of how we learn, and what we learn. Mm. And as you say, I think, experiential learning is so powerful. I would think that the amount of experiential learning we do is, and we teach, our children is so much less than the theoretical. And I think, it's an important point, that we do, I think the majority of people retain more, as you're saying, when you do things in a practical way.
I mean, I think even as a kid, you can remember the classes where your teacher said, right, that's it. Let's go outside. We're learning about leaves. Let's go and see what we can do. Find these, find those. You actually remember those lessons.
Absolutely. And it's interesting because, we can see that, that computers are, we have amazing facts in our hands. If we want to know something, I watch you, Howard and Zanati, if you need any kind of information, you can get it so quickly. And yet we still are teaching our kids about rote facts. You have to remember things. If you don't remember facts, then that's not an education. But we carry around with ourselves, with these smartphones where literally we can get most information that we need. So again, I think that's where education needs to start and has started to rethink itself, where, it's not a competition, for knowledge, because it's, we can't be, if you want to call it, smarter than a computer. Mm. A computer retains information. And when you think about it, information that is relevant today, is not relevant over time. It changes. So what you're learning school today, in 10 years time,
I saw an article as well in News 24 today. They've got an article in the kids in parenting section saying we have to be teaching sexting at school. Now I'm imagining that that's not teaching how to send a sexual text, but basically how not to.
Well, I think we need to look at what our children are needing. you know, when they leave school. What is an actual education? Very difficult these days because I read a Harvard study said that 47% of the occupations that are out there today will not exist in 10 to 15 years' time. Mm-hmm. So it's very difficult to say, let's prepare our children for the future. But I think for me, that's the very thing we need to prepare them for, is the uncertainty of how the future is going to look. And certainly that's not going to be a, we know that actually being human, those human characteristics is what we need to work on rather than competing with those robotic characteristics like repeated in, you know, repeated actions, things where we have to retain things. Those are robotics, you know, things that are routine. So those are the things that are going to become obsolete, and actually being human is going to be the most important thing in the future. So when we look at that, you know, when we break that down, things like creativity and lateral thinking is really what we should be teaching our children, helping them to think out of the box. And we see that.
Yeah, interesting. One of the quotes from yesterday that I also wrote down was, if you want to teach people a new way of thinking, don't bother trying to teach them. Instead, give them a tool, the use of which will lead to new ways of thinking.
Absolutely.
So just teach them to think.
Teach them to think. But, you know, there comes...
And to be adaptable, obviously.
Absolutely. But with that also, the confidence to think and to express themselves and to make mistakes. Clearly, you know, you're not going to get things right the first time. So children need self-esteem and confidence to...
The confidence to make a mistake.
Absolutely. Yeah, and then to succeed in the end. And, I mean, I read this...
But again, go back to grading. And you've got a red tick and then a cross if you get something wrong. And that becomes associated with shame, with some form of embarrassment. You know, we really do school everybody this way.
Absolutely. I mean, I still, when I, you know, kind of am writing in red at some points, you know, get these flashbacks to being marked in red. But I think, you know, Alvin Toffler, and the futurist, said something very, very interesting. He said that, and I'm going to read his quote, that said, the illiterate of the 21st century will not be those who can't read and write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn. So that's something which is also so important.
It speaks to adaptability, agility.
And when you think about it, you know, let's use our smartphones, for example. You know, how often, you know, I just got a software upgrade. And it turned my world upside down. But no problem. We've got a child. A child who can actually then say, right, it's not a problem.
So does that mean that they are more adaptable? Or does that mean that they are just more schooled in this? That actually whether our school system has kept up or not, the world around them and us has taught them to be more agile.
I agree. Absolutely. I think the world has, because they just keep up. You know, when things change, they move on, they adapt. So I think for me, part of it is just about, you know, the times that we live in. But I do think for me, we need to make a conscious effort to think about what our children need, and let's go, you know, and what an education is, as I said. And I think when you think about it, absolutely, what do children need when they leave school?
Electricity. Besides electricity, I suppose. Yes.
Not a bad hazelnutty.
No, not a bad idea.
Okay. Mm. So, but also, I think, you know, when you think about things like working as a team, that's not going to become obsolete, because again, we're seeing that collaboration is becoming the thing of the future, working together as a team and sharing ideas to create amazing bigger ideas is something that definitely is something we need to teach our kids. And also being human, that empathy part, caring about other people. You know, it's going to take a very long time, and who knows if ever we're going to get robots that really care, but like really have an empathic way of dealing with human beings. So, you know, again, it's interesting, even though we don't know exactly what jobs our children are going to have, you know, there are certain characteristics of being human which will not become obsolete, and we need to concentrate on those and celebrate those. It's not all about just learning to code. It's also about, you know, being human, which is going to be very important, because robots or computers are going to be very much around. And so we don't want to try and be more like robots or like humans. We've got to think about what makes us humans, what makes us unique. And things around creativity is certainly top of the pops. And interacting with people, working with people as a team is also going to be so important.
Which again is interesting, because we spend so much of our time alone on our own computers, alone on social media, but actually being able to be part of a team and function within that space is vital.
And as you said, to adapt. Very important, because again, you know, the futurists talk about helping children to learn all their lives into their adulthood. You know, you don't stop learning once you leave school. And they talk about taking on different roles, you know, different professions over time. So that idea of learning and then relearning is going to be very, very important. So again, teaching our children to be adaptable, inquisitive, and creative in their thinking. And as we said, that comes with, the idea of, you know, we talk a lot about grit these days. You've got to have grit. But really, I think what we're saying is...
Which is, I think, the last thing that our kids have, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've got to, teach our kids tell them the stories about the brilliant people who've changed the world, who failed many, many times along the way. But not to be afraid of that, to understand that that's part of a process. You know, and again, that's why we often say, let your children choose sometimes. Empower them to choose. So give them choices. Let them work things out for themselves. Don't always, solve their problems for them, because that's the kind of, skill that's going to be imperative when they leave school.
I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 061 895 1019.